Saints and Villains by Denise Giardina. Today there are once more saints and villains. Instead of the uniform grayness of the rainy day, we have the black storm cloud and brilliant lightning flash. Outlines stand out with exaggerated sharpness. Shakespeare's characters walk among us. The villain and the saint emerge from primeval depths, and by their appearance they tear open the infernal or the divine abyss from which they come, and enable us to see for a moment into mysteries of which we had never dreamed. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Ethics. W. A. Mozart, Grossa Mecca C-Moll, RV 427. Program Notes. Mozart intended his Mass in C minor as a thanksgiving offering after his father, Leopold, grudgingly acknowledged the composer's marriage to Constanze Weber. The Mass was unfinished when Wolfgang and Constanze traveled from Vienna to Salzburg for a long postponed meeting with Papa. This visit ended with a performance of the partial work at the Collegiate Church of St. Peter. Constanze was the principal soloist, and many in attendance were scandalized by her arias, which had been composed in a style considered more suitable to the flamboyance and eroticism of an opera than to a sacred work. Wolfgang and Constanze left for Vienna the next day. The Mass remained incomplete and would never again be performed in Mozart's lifetime. Mozart's original manuscript came into the possession of music publisher Johann Anton Andre, who issued it in 1840, noting the Credo was incomplete and the Agnus Dei absent entirely. The original manuscript then went to the Prussian State Library in Berlin, where it was noticed years later that the Sanctus and Benedictus were missing. Using the original manuscript and Andre's notes, the Mass in C minor was edited and reconstructed in 1880.